We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It hasn't been fun for a long time, man. This is, you know, it hasn't been fun for a long time. No matter, you know, winning or not, you know, the attitude is, you know, it is what it is.
They're not having fun. That was Marcus Morris from a month and a half ago. About a month ago. The stress, the anxiety, the despair around the Celtics. The misery, right? Kyrie Irving's like he's in purgatory playing for the Celtics lately. And all those nightmares, they're on pause right now. But is it about to come back? The Celtics, for the first 2.5 quarters, steamrolling, overpowering the Golden State Warriors. This was a manhandling of the Warriors. The Celtics are led by as many as 25 points. They are up right now by 17. But here's the problem. The Warriors are lurking. Right, like a snake in the grass. And we know how this works. We understand how this works in the NBA. Even if you have a 25-point lead, it is not over. And there's still a ton of time left, but the Celtics could not have been set up any better at this particular point because they are dominating the stat sheet. They're dominating the game. Now, the third quarter is pretty even. It's pretty even the third quarter. But the Celtics in the first half built up this massive, massive lead. At halftime, the Celtics went to the locker room and not that the game was over because obviously not over. The Warriors have a chance to come back. But they had a dominant first half, led 73-48, 25-point lead at halftime. And now here, as I mentioned, in the third quarter, the Warriors making a little bit of a run. They've outscored the Celtics by 6 points. But you still like your shot. You still like your chance having that big lead. If they can maintain a 15-plus point lead going to the fourth quarter, you feel pretty good about your chances. And if the Celtics win, then obviously that changes the narrative from this being the Hindenburg and the Lufthansa, like the ship sinking, right? We can put the pause on that, and then we will have a rebirth of, hey, as long as the Celtics just get to the NBA Finals, it doesn't matter if they look like they are unorganized and they're befuddled by most of these teams during the regular season. If they can just get to the playoffs, they have, and I think it was John Tomasi wrote a story on EEI.com about this, how the Celtics have been able to, compared to most teams, counterbalance the Golden State Warriors and neutralize some of what the Warriors have done. Now, to be fair, Klay Thompson is not playing for Golden State. And that is part of this, but Kevin Durant's playing and Draymond Green's playing and DeMarcus Cousins is playing and Steph Curry, he's out there. So they got four former All-Stars who are all in the lineup for the Golden State Warriors, and Steph Curry's coming around a little bit here late. He's got 23 points to lead all scorers for the Warriors. I'm going to rant about the football, but I got to go to the phones. Let's go to Blair in Maine, the caller of the year, who's up on Sports Radio WEEI. Hello, Blair.
Hey, did they tell you it's my birthday?
It's your birthday, Blair?
It really is.
Only are you lying?
I'm not lying.
Really?
March 6th. 1990, I was born.
Holy Moses, you were born in 1990, but that's an amazing. Congratulations. And you're celebrating your birthday by calling WEEI. We are flattered that you chose to call the show. What have you done to celebrate your birthday, Blair?
Nothing, because my mom's asleep, so I'm going to go out to dinner tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Florida Georgia Line on July 18th. Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
So I'm
going
to go see Florida Georgia Line.
So this is the first act of celebration. You're 20 minutes into your birthday, and the first thing you're doing is calling me. I'm flattered. That's part of your job as caller of the year, Blair.
Yeah, I know. And look at the Celtics, man. We're actually picking it up, picking our game up. They're gonna actually beat Golden State Warriors on my birthday. What do you know?
You think they're going to do this for you, Blair? You think that, like, Brad Stevens...
They just picked it up. They finally just said, okay, we're done with this bull crap. We're going to actually pick it up. We're actually going to freaking do something, and we're going to be done with doing what we're doing, which is having Kyrie and all this on the media, and we're just going to change it. We're just going to win. Because I don't even see Kyrie out there right now. So
Kyrie, wait, forget about that. Hold on a second. So Blair, you're 29 now. You're born in 1990, right? So you're 29, yeah?
Yep.
All right. So this is the last year before you become old, right? Once you turn 30, it's over. Your life ends when you turn 30. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know.
They put you out to pasture when you turn 30.
And older.
Oh, it's terrible.
Get younger and younger. I want to get older and older by the minute.
Really? Yeah. Crazy.
Are Penny, right?
Benny and the Penny. Yeah, Benny versus
Benny
the Penny.
And the Penny.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. All right. You ought to go out to all the restaurants in Maine that offer free meals to people on their birthday, Blair. You should go and be a big pig and go to all the restaurants that offer deals for people on their birthday.
I don't want to be that fat.
Why not? How fat do you want to be? How much do you weigh, Blair?
I don't want to be that fat.
How fat are you, Blair? How much do you weigh?
I'm not truly. I don't think.
Let me take a guess here. I'm gonna guess. I've seen a photo of you. You're a big star. The local newspaper in Maine wrote a big write up on you. You're a big celebrity there. I'm guessing you weigh. How tall are you, Blair?
What are you,
like 5'11", 5'10", something like that?
I guess.
You have no. You don't know how tall you are?
No.
You don't. All right.
That's sad. I know.
So, if you don't know how tall you are, you don't know how much you weigh then, right? So I could say you weigh 700 pounds, and you wouldn't be able to fight me on that because you don't know how much you weigh, do you?
Right. Hey, Ben, let's talk about this Celtic game. 105-76, baby. Celtics are way. Let's go Seas.
That's a red herring. That's a red herring. That's a red herring you're doing. How dare you?
Yeah, let's go see. What about those Lakers coming up? Yeah, right. They ain't going to beat us if we beat the Golden State Warriors, number one team of the NBA. They're going nowhere this year. They're going nowhere. Where are those Golden State Warriors at? Oh, zero, baby. Zero.
Are you done?
To the hero.
Happy birthday, Blair.
Overnight,
oh, thank God. I can't wait. All right, there he goes. Blair. He does not know how old. Well, he knows how old he is, but he does not know how tall he is and does not know how much he weighs. Okay. My advice, though, Blair's like a skinny guy. He's a pretty skinny guy. But my advice to you is if you are a big fat guy, you should do pounds because it doesn't sound as bad. Like if you do pounds, it doesn't sound as bad because you say I'm stones, right? Is that what they call it in Europe, in London, right? Like 1 pound is like 0.7 stone. So for example, if you weigh 300 pounds, you could say I weigh 21 stone because that's like 21 stone is 300 pounds. Isn't that what? Or if you weigh, let's do it. Say you weigh 170 pounds, but you wish you weighed 20 pounds or some ridiculous thing like that. You could say, hey, I'm 12 stone. Doesn't that sound better? Sounds great. All right, it's Ben Maller and you were hanging out here. Celtics running away from the Warriors. The Warriors got they got within 17 there, and the Celtics came right back and they were able to counterpunch the Golden State Warriors. So let's go to the bag of email. Benny's bag of email. Always fun to go to the bag of email. And it involves the Patriots. Now, the combine is over. That's done in the NFL. We mentioned today's a big day, franchise tag day. The Patriots chose not to do anything with the franchise tag. We have a lot of new gossip from the NFL to kick around. And the Patriots are tied into this. Now, in a roundabout way, it involves the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals are one of those teams you should never talk about on the radio because they don't have any fans. So you should never spend too much time talking about the Arizona Cardinals. But they are the most interesting team to talk about because they're about to do the thing you should not do, the thing you cannot do, and that is take Kyler Alligator Arms Murray with the number one pick in the draft. Now, Cliff Kingsbury, according to a report over the weekend, had already decided that they were going to take Kyler Murray with the number one pick in the draft. And now he is trying to walk back on that. He's insisting that he has not made his mind. Of course, he doesn't have the juice to make the pick anyway with number one to take this 5'10" guy. By the way, Murray, the reason he's known as Alligator Arms, he has the shortest arms in the history of the NFL Combine. All those players, the Combine has been going on for like almost 30 years, I think, the Combine, maybe longer than that. And no player they've measured has ever had shorter arms at any position than Alligator Arms Murray, who could be the number one. It's unreal. Could be the number one pick in the draft. So how does this relate to the Patriots? So I go to my bag of email, Benny's bag of email, and Mike, a loyal minion to WEI and also a Maller militia guy, he asked a question regarding the fallout from Kyler Murray, specifically Josh Rosen. And if the Cardinals are going to draft Kyler Murray, the assumption is they're going to trade Josh Rosen, that he is available, the guy that was the first-round pick last year. He's on the auctioning block, former UCLA quarterback, who was a staggering bust as a rookie. And the football wonk community believes that this is how this is going to go down, that whether it's the Giants or the Redskins or the Dolphins, that Rosen's going to be traded. So depending on which 2-bit insider you put your faith in, this is going to happen. So in Benny's bag of email, Mike writes in, he asks the question, why don't the Patriots trade for Josh Rosen? They can then groom him as the heir to Tom Brady's throne with the Patriots. I actually cleaned that up a little bit for Mike. He didn't use heir to the throne. I just think it sounds better. All right, so let's discuss. Now, the chances that the Patriots trade for Josh Rosen, I'm going to go very low on this. I think it's like a less than 5%. I think I'm going high, actually, even though I'm going low. I think it's a less than 5% chance. We'll round up to 5%. So just to answer your email here, Mike, on the bag o' email fun, I've got Buddhism, flummoxed, and tea leaves. And we will connect all this together really quickly in a mini Maller monologue. First of all, Bill Belichick, if you look at what he normally does, this is not a Belichickian move. Right now, he's got this death-defying high-wire act where the Patriots were able to win a Super Bowl. They have no backup plan. Tom Brady's going to be 42 years old in August. There's no blueprint to the next chapter with the Patriots. But it would be un-Belichickian to trade for Josh Rosen because his value hasn't gone down low enough. But if the Patriots were a religion, they would be practicing Zen Buddhism, right? Why Zen Buddhism? Because Zen Buddhism teaches the importance of living in the present, right? Forget about the past and applying those lessons to the future. No. You live in the moment. You live in the moment. I remember years ago interviewing, there was a basketball coach by the name of Phil Jackson. You might have heard about him. And Phil Jackson would often make Buddhist references about living in the moment and the here and now and not worried and blocking everything out about the future and the past and all that stuff. And that's what the Patriots are doing because we know they'll be in complete disarray whether they have a young quarterback or not when Tom Brady ultimately moves on and doesn't play anymore. Jimmy G ain't walking through that door. Brian Hoyer is not even a good Band-Aid as a short-term backup plan, even if he's back. Who knows if he's going to be back. And nor is Josh Rosen the answer. Like, the reason this is not a Belichickian type move is Belichick's, with these kind of moves, is pretty calculated. There's a better chance. If you were to say the Patriots are going to pick up a quarterback this offseason, I would say there's a better chance they get Ryan Tannehill or Blake Bortles, take a flyer on one of those guys, and then Belichick can be like Father Flanagan and attempt to do that. And the Patriots have picked up veteran quarterbacks. Usually they're not middle-aged quarterbacks like Tannehill or Blake Bortles, but over the years, Doug Flutie was a backup. Vinny Testaverde has done a tour of duty. I think he did two tours of duty years ago with the Patriots. Now, secondly, I had a chance, and I'm not proud to admit this. This is not a humble brag, but I had a chance to watch Josh Rosen play a couple of times last year, and what I saw was total football incompetence, and not just the stats. The stats were bad. He had more interceptions than touchdowns, but terrible football instincts. He was confused, Josh Rosen, by opposing defenses. And I know on the surface, this guy Mike, who wrote in, he's like, well, it seems good. The guy was a first-round pick, and why would you pass on getting? I think it was like the ninth pick or something like that in the draft last year. But his football instincts were dreadful. He was sacked 45 times in 14 games. And in one of those games, he only played one drive. So really 45 sacks in like 13 games. And for comparison's sake, the Redskins, their quarterbacks were sacked 44 times, and they had seven offensive linemen go out. They had five offensive linemen who start, and then they had two other guys, both their starting guards, missed games, and they still were not as bad as Josh Rosen was in Arizona. He was flummoxed. Absolutely flummoxed and stumped by opposing defenses. His eternal clock broken. So why would the Patriots want to go out and get that guy? As well, you could fix him and all. Really? Right? I mean, some people are writing it off, terrible coaching, team was deformed and all that. And some of that is fair game, but the level of ineptitude and clumsiness. And you toss on top of that the overconfidence and the bravado. I just don't see him walking through that door with the Patriots. That is a lethal, an absolutely lethal combination. It is. And the other thing here is Rosen's got outside interest. The favorite teams before the draft, you remember before the draft with Josh Rosen, they're like, I don't know about this guy because he's not fully into football. He comes from wealth. It's like that old line Bill Parcells used to preach. Parcells, he says, I want beavers. It's one of the great quotes Parcells had. He wanted beavers. Why did he want beavers? He said, because all beavers do is chop down trees. Nothing. That's it. They just chop down trees. And he said, I want football players who only think about football. I don't want anything else. And Belichick's picked that mantra up from Parcells. But the decoder ring of this story, if you were to decode the quarterback picture for the Patriots, reading the tea leaves here, to me it unscrambles like this. The smart money says the Patriots do not go out and get a veteran quarterback. They don't get Tannehill. They don't get Bortles. They don't trade for a second-year quarterback like Josh Rosen. So it's the status quo. But they will draft somebody in the sixth or the seventh round, one of those last picks. They'll trade for an extra pick and draft some mid-level ball player. Because that's about the only card they have to play. That's about it. And they're going to try to fatten up the receivers, and maybe Josh Gordon comes back. He's hinting around on social media that he's going to come back, and he's working out with some very important people with the Patriots to come back. And as far as diving into free agency, I don't see that happening. Be surprised if they spent money. That's not how the Patriots operate. That's not their normal course of action here. They'll be shopping at the discount rack is what they're going to be doing. All right, it is Ben Maller, and you were hanging out here late night on Sports Radio WEEI. And we'll take some of these phone calls if you would like to be part. The number, 617-779-7937. That's 617-779-7937. Producer Bridget is standing by. anxiously awaiting your phone call, unless she's not. And we are on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. If you'd like to be part, you can join the festivities here. A lot of fun. Speaking of fun, you get a gift card. You don't want a gift card, but you get a gift card. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, back to it we go. A little gift card fun. this is tremendous. So the people over at Barstool being laid out by this woman, this comedian on Twitter, and it's pretty. Let me give you the backstory. Now Deadspin's all over this, and so. Barstool has a reputation for being very aggressive at poaching stuff off the social media platforms and repurposing it as themselves. They just pretty much take whatever they want. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet, and then that becomes their intellectual property. And, you know, the way this usually works is that people don't know where something starts from. They just know where they got it from. Like, I used to run a rumor website. I was an aggregator. I would aggregate rumors. And I was pretty successful at it for a while. But people don't really, the media people care about, like, where something comes from, where the story originates from, and all that. They get all worked up about that stuff. But the actual people that consume media don't usually give a crap. They just want this. They want the story. They don't care where they got from. Anyway, to make a long story even longer, so Barstool has been doing this. Well, this comedian, who I have not heard from, I've never heard of this particular comedian, but they apparently tried to pay the comedian off, and the comedian went through the whole list. This female comedian, and she found out about it. And this actually started back in December, but it's just popped up. We just heard about it today. Barstool had taken a video that she had put on the internet and re-uploaded it. She asked for credit. She didn't get a response. She then filed a takedown notice, a DMCA notice. And the comedian, she said that no one from the site reached out to her until after her complaint because Barstool got in trouble on Twitter. So then... She posted all these emails from Barstool, and they offered her, this is hilarious, the first offer was a $50 gift card to the Barstool store, which I don't think even gets you like two t-shirts for 50 bucks. And she said, I'm good, I don't need that, and I'm sorry. And so I guess she didn't reply to that. And anyway, it kept going back and forth and all that. The offers slowly kept getting higher and higher, all the way up to $2,000. She didn't take that offer either. Now there's attorneys involved on this. And Barstool, who's already been like kicked off Twitter, put on Twitter timeout before, they have not commented, at least not to the this particular story I have in front of me about this. But they unleashed the hounds. And this comedian has been bombarded with... a bunch of Barstool types that are like trying to get her to back down from this assault. How dare you? She said that this is what she wrote. And this is not the point nor relevant to the larger conversation to be had here, but their offering post was a direct rip of my Carol of the Bells video. They credited their chicks account as if they made it. She said, my image promoting their website, even with credit, absolutely not. She's digging in. She's going for a big fight. Wants some money. I've never heard of her. I'd give her a publicity, but I don't know who the hell she is. All right, let's go to the phones. The Magic Radio Box. Weed Man Hippie. Let's find out if he's sobered up, because last night, Weed Man was 10 sheets to the wind. Hello, Weed Man Hippie.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah. Wake up, Weed Man. Bridget, did you hang up on Weed Man Hippie?
No, I didn't hang up on him. I don't know what happened. I think he got, like, he was probably waiting for a long time, and then all of a sudden he heard the phone go off, and then he accidentally pressed something. If he calls back, I'll get him.
Weed Man was on hold for how long? 163 minutes?
He's calling back. Like 180.
180 minutes Weed Man Hippie has been on hold. He has been the captive audience the entire show. Weed Man Hippie has been captive. let's go back. Are you there, Weed Man Hippie?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, Ben. And I'm sorry about one thing last night. And, Bridget, I'm about to give you some life advice, an anti-alcohol PSA for you. But, Ben, the one thing I apologize for is, you know, when you put me on hold, I listened to the delay. And I was so drunk last night, oh my God, that I kept listening to the radio, the magic radio box. And I heard you go to me with a caller, and I jump on the phone, and I say, yo, yo, but it was 30 seconds too late.
Yeah. I picked up on that.
And also,
Weed Man, now I don't know if you were wearing your alcohol goggles or not, but it's generally not a good advice to invite strangers into your place to take showers.
Man,
generally not good advice, Weed Man, to let people off the street take showers.
Sitting on my stairs, it was very bold. How you doing, Boston? The girl was sitting on my stairs after the show, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I come outside for some fresh air. She says, you got a light? I say, sure. She comes in my apartment. She says, can I take a shower? I say, sure. Oh, God.
Are you sure you didn't imagine it? Like, you weren't on bath salts,
Ben,
when this happened, Weed Man. Were you?
Ben.
You were not.
Okay. So, listen, Boston, first of all, I'm sure you go to comedy clubs, and it costs you hundreds of dollars, two drink minimums. I'm telling you, no matter what else you do, and you should download Ben's podcast every single day, but Thursday night, Friday morning at 4:40 a.m. this past week at exactly 1 hour 51 minutes in the podcast, it's lame jokes. It's the greatest entertainment ever.
Well, Weed Man, you love this because you're pretty much the topic of the roast every week. You are. It's just people goofing on you. Well, last week we had the Bob Kraft radio roast. That were a lot of Bob Kraft jokes. People were just goofing on Robert Kraft, and that's how that.
Bridget, here's the deal. Alcohol messes you up. If you listened to the podcast last night, I called Ben drunk. I've never been drunk. I do not drink, especially when I come on air. I never swear my words. Oh my God, I woke up not remembering if I called or not. Say, oh my God, did I miss the show?
Yeah, you did actually. You were not. You were like comatose. You pretty much did miss the show.
Bridget,
yeah.
Don't drink alcohol.
Weed Man, you're giving Bridget's
anybody.
A grown ass woman. You're giving her advice here on how to live
Bridget,
her life. But
one more thing. Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So
what is it? It's late night on Sports Radio WEI with Bridget. Yes.
Women are powerful.
Okay.
They make men idiots. They make
men you were an idiot before women, though, Weed Man.
Idiots.
Yeah.
I am. Bridget, I apologize.
All right. I gotta go. All right. You don't need to apologize. I'm done. Thank you. Robbie writes in, the Kyler Murray fan. Robbie, the Kyler Murray fan. That's his new name because he's a Kool-Aid drink. Last year, he loved the Bills quarterback, Josh Allen. Now he loves this guy. All right, anyway, Robbie says only one thing is maybe more powerful than the Maller Militia, and that would be the Barstool fans known as the Stoolies. Robbie says, I would rather fight ISIS than an army of Stoolies. That's what he says. No hyperbole at all. Completely reasonable. Yeah. No, they do have a reputation for, they go into attack mode. But how many of those are actual, like, real accounts? I mean, I don't know. I'm convinced, like, most of the internet is just bots, that we're all surrounded by Russian bots, and there's only, like, a few people on the internet. Wouldn't that be something if we found out that, like, not everyone's on there, and it's just, like, a few people that are manipulating the thoughts and minds of the other people that are on there with thousands of dummy accounts and all this? The Celtics are up. I believe the math is right on this. The Celtics are up by, is this right here? 40 points? Is that right? They're up by 40 points over the Golden State Warriors in the late stages of the fourth quarter. That is bananas, is what that is. That is a explosion. Now watch, they're going to come back. You know how this works, right? We all know how this works with the Celtics. They win a game like this. What happens? Celtics be talk of the NBA tomorrow. There you go. Don't write off the Celtics. They are going to lose to Sacramento tomorrow night. Watch it. Book it. Or tonight now, because it's the back-to-back, the Northern California back-to-back. All right, it's Ben Maller and you. We'll press on here. And straight ahead, it's all about the toys. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, back to it we go. It's all about the toys. Now, I've often wondered, I see these stories pop up every couple of years about some ridiculous, outrageously priced item. You're like, where is the market to buy these things? Like, where's the market? I know there's a lot of rich people out there. I'm not one of them. I'm doing nighttime radio. But the story that caught my attention was a car that was just made. Bugatti made a $19 million car. A $19 million car. And they were able to, who would pay $19 million for a car? I wouldn't pay, unless it went to the moon. If it went to the moon, maybe. The most expensive new car ever has already been sold. They've already sold it. This is nuts, is what this is. And the Bugatti, they designed a one-off, a blacked-out car. And they've got all the details here and all this. It sold for $18.9 million. $18.9 million. How many Ferraris and Lamborghinis and all those, Porsches and all that can you buy? For 19, and it's a good-looking car, don't get me wrong. But does it fly? Imagine the insurance on that. How would one get the insurance on a $19 million car? How would that go down? Right, anyway, by the way, there's one other thing here I want to mention. It's a grab bag here at the end, as they say. It's a grab bag. The Merriman. Let me see if my producer, Bridget. Bridget, do you know who Jerry Merriman is?
I do not.
You do not? I'm glad. I had never heard of Jerry Merriman, but something that Jerry Merriman came up with, every single person has used listening to this show. Something that he was involved in. In fact, every phone that is sold, he had a role in something on the phone. He was one of the three people who invented the handheld calculator. He just died. How crazy is that? Back in the 1960s, this guy, Jerry Merriman, was one of three people. They came up with the electric calculator. Every phone I've had, every smartphone I've had, they've got the calculator app on there. And that was his baby, he and a couple of other guys. About that? That's pretty cool, right? I mean, invent something, that'll go on. Are they ever going to replace the calculator with, like, artificial intelligence? You won't even need a calculator and all that? By the way, the Celtics game just ending moments ago. The Celtics, they didn't win by 40. I used Maller math on that. But the Celtics won 128-95 over the Golden State Warriors, a 33-point win. I believe my Maller math is correct on that. as the Warriors dispatched in a beat-down situation, which is certainly going to give the Celtics something to celebrate, and now we'll see if they come back and lose to the Sacramento Kings. But bunch of guys in double figures. 128-95. That is a beat-down situation. All right, thanks to Bridget, our executive producer. Good job by you, Bridget, producing the fine radio program. Thanks to everyone that called here. A bunch of people on Twitter. Bad job by me. I didn't, you know, went away from that. The Benny and the Weed Man segment, which was on a few minutes ago. And Trip, I wish I had seen this earlier, Trip. Bad job by me. But Gail Benson, the Saints owner, holding that Mardi Gras Lombardi trophy that said the Saints got robbed. Very nice. It's a good photo. She's a dope. All right, have a great night. I got the overnight show over at Fox coming up in about an hour from now. But keep it locked right here on Sports Radio WEEI. Have a good night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.